And now, a sneak preview of our latest Patreon episode, Kiss the Bride.
Engineer's Log, Space Date 2389547.F. Log, it seems my time aboard the CSS Cavalier is fated to be filled with terrible trials. Such is my lot. Case in point, I learned that in agreeing to serve as Meredith Chesterfield's maid of honor, I am also required to plan what she calls a bachelorette party. Trust me, Log, in Astro Soviet Collective, no one was requiring me to plan any parties. That I can promise you. Nevertheless, I have done my best to plan an enriching and worthwhile weekend away from the ship. We will be traveling to the world of Amethysto, the Crystal Moon, to undertake a grueling and challenging two-night hike in the Garnet Caverns of the Glistening River. The difficult climb will give Meredith a chance to reflect on the end of a life unencumbered by Gelmeyer Lysander. I've invited along her best friends on the ship, myself and Gelmeyer Lysander. I thought it was odd too, but I asked Meredith and she said Gelmeyer was her best friend, so I had to invite him to the party, Log.
Gasping in front of you is Meredith Chesterfield, and she's wearing a black leather cropped tube top that says Cool Bride, and part of the B is made from a star bike made out of sequins. And then she's also wearing black leather pants. They look really good. Wow!
Next to her is Gelmeyer Lysander, tall, 24, with a scar across his face. He is wearing a full tuxedo in the style of James Bond, the Earth diplomat. Wait, so I'm here... I thought I was here just to go over like a different bachelor party. I thought you were organizing... like, my guy's going there, then her gal's going where you all are going, but this is just the... this is it?
Babe!
No, I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
This one's about me.
That's what I'm saying, baby. That's the thing. I want you to have a time of your life, and traditionally, the groom is not going along with the bachelorette.
What's traditional about us?
Stop it.
Name literally one thing. Name one thing that's traditional about us.
You are both cisgendered and heterosexual.
Okay, name the second thing. Literally, you can't.
Our heights. I'm a little bit taller than you.
Dang it.
Looking at the porthole of this shuttlecraft is Katya Bushnikova, her angular face full of deep regret, her hair blonde, choppy. She's wearing her Vanguard uniform and is sporting very practical climbing and hiking gear. Gelmeyer, I would have nothing to do with your bachelor party, okay? I would not touch such a thing. I would barely have been touching this thing if it weren't for the fact that I was somehow suckered into being maid of honor for Meredith.
Yeah! Gelmeyer, have you not chosen a groom of honor? Wait. What is it called? Boy of honor?
It's called best man.
Best man.
I'm the groom of honor, huh? Or I will
yeah,
be.
You are. You're my groom of honor.
Oh, stop it. I am your groom.
I should have invited at least one more person I am seeing now.
I think you should have done that, to be perfectly
no,
honest.
No, my besties! That would ruin everything for me, and this is all about me. I'm really happy, and that's what matters, when the bride is happy.
Gelmeyer looks at Meredith, looks at Katya, and looks back at Meredith's beaming smile. All right, if you're happy with this, then I guess I'll be a little bachelorette with you tonight.
Yay! I love it when he caves. It's so cute.
It is funny you mention caves, because we have in store for you gorgeous and dangerous, death-defying trails to the Garnet Caverns.
Ooh, to like a party?
This is the party. It is activity. Yes, you wanted activities?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now are there like drinks or like cameras that we can like take funny pictures of, or like sort of around in a small town, or riding around in sort of a mid-sized city that's got a lot of character?
Music?
I have freeze-dried water.
Uh-huh.
And I have...
How do you... rehydrated.
I have jerky that came from Grumda, and he would not specify the meat.
Right. Mm.
I think it might be Grumda.
Well, okay, so like a fun meal.
Yes, you will have...
Which was, you know, expensive, probably.
You will have sufficient electrolytes and hydration for your trip.
Okay. Electrolytes are like confetti for the blood, so let's do this thing.
Meredith, that's a cool way to look at things, yeah.
I heard about it from Hydrate Your Hustle on Starstagram.
I told you, I like that they engage you. I like that you're interested in them. I don't want to hear about any of that sort of like social media stuff because like that's your stuff. And when I hear about it, it makes me feel, frankly, it makes me feel like I condescend to it. And I don't want to put you in that situation.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you, how much thought have you given to this marriage?
Hmm.
Well, it's so funny you ask. It like happened sort of out of nowhere. We weren't even dating when we got engaged. And I sort of proposed without meaning to, and she sort of said yes without meaning to. And since then, we've just sort of been building it step by step. And sure, it may be a little untraditional, but we live in a pretty untraditional ship, and so far it's been working pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, marriage, have I given it thought? I plan to after the big fun wedding. I'm more wedding, eyes on the wedding prize, because that'll be fun.
Since you are mentioning dates, I'm wondering if you have yet set one, because I have, as you instructed, blocked out the entirety of the next 2 years.
Yes, we did send out Save the Year.
Yes. So we had a date in October, but that didn't work because I hurt my finger and I did not want to be going... I did not want to be in front of all my friends and family with a little splint on my finger. I find that unmanly. I would never want to go through that. So we changed the date to a time in December. But then Meredith didn't want to compete with the Christian holidays. She's not Christian. I'm not Christian. But she is aware that there is an optics thing there. And I give my baby what she wants. Then we decided to do one in February. Same thing. We don't believe in Valentine's Day. Other people do. We don't want to live the rest of our lives being like, oh my God, you got married in Valentine's Day month? That would fucking kill me. I would vomit every day.
Yeah.
So then we have blocked out a Save the Year.
Oh, look, we are here. We are approaching the planet.
Subscribe to our Patreon to hear the rest of the episode and all of our other Patreon-exclusive adventures. Click the link in the episode description or go to patreon.com/othesethosestarsofspace to sign up.